Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now it's time for our look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. We don't like the look of this. Dallas has clinched a playoff spot. The Eagles looking up at the division. The next team up is the Washington Redskins, Glenn. And the Eagles on Sunday, a big game against Washington. Interested to see what Jim Schwartz does against that very potent Redskins offense. You have not been in love with Washington. They had a tough loss on Sunday in Arizona.
The division at the start of the year. It was
Kirk Cousins. You're not in love with.
Yeah, and obviously I've given the guy his due. Right. Kirk Cousins has had an excellent season, but it really will be the next month where I think in Washington they decide whether he's going to be the guy they want for the future or not.
Really?
Because I think they're really in that position now. They're not a lock for the playoffs by any stretch now.
Why wouldn't they want him, though?
Because if they fall out of it and he doesn't play well at the end in big games, that's when they'll let him go. That was the argument against him before, that he's not a guy who can win big games at the end of the season. He's got his chance to do it now.
They won down the stretch last year. They won the division.
Right. We will see if they're able to do it. And we'll see what they do. They get Trent Williams back against the Eagles, their lineman. That's going to help him because he had no protection last week when they lost to Arizona. Jay Gruden, by the way, goes off in the locker room afterwards so loudly that you can hear it outside. All the reporters just writing it all down. Yeah. So sometimes a team needs that.
Yeah, and we'll see that after the Eagles, the Redskins play Carolina and then at Chicago. So they have kind of a path here to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, the New York Giants beaten badly on Sunday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Glenn, that's a team that you really haven't been high on.
The Giants.
There we go.
That's the team I haven't been high on. I'm still not high on the Giants. And the Giants have the toughest schedule left of every team that's kind of going for the playoffs. They play the three teams in the division, including the Eagles, of course. And they play the Lions, who are, a really good team right now. Lions won 5 of their last 6. Giants defense played well against Pittsburgh. Their offense was just atrocious. Defense had 2 turnovers. The offense could not convert. Big news out of there, Jason Pierre-Paul hurt with a groin. Uncertain now what's going to happen with him. He's had a very nice comeback year. That's a big part of their defense.
Yep, and then the Cowboys have clinched a playoff spot. They continue to roll a win last Thursday night over the Minnesota Vikings with that stop in the 2-point conversion territory. Sam Bradford throwing high and wide and incomplete. So the Cowboys clinch a playoff spot. They're healthy. They keep playing well. The offensive line is awesome. And they have done a great job minimizing mistakes. Give them credit. They're an outstanding football team.
2 points on the Dallas Cowboys. Number one, I will tell you that what's really been remarkable about them this year is how good they are in the fourth quarter. You saw it again in Minnesota where they have the opportunity to lose that game. They're losing that game. They come back, score the touchdown, and then, as you say, stop them on the two-pointer. That's been a big part of them. So the question with Dallas is what keeps them from going to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks, yes, but here's the other thing. They still have no pass rush. And I would argue it's really hard to get to and win a Super Bowl when you're going to have to go to the playoffs and play against Russell Wilson. You're going to have to go to the playoffs. You're going to have to
play against who? The Atlanta Falcons?
Okay. But you're still, if you don't have a pass rush, the Falcons will carve you up. And I think that's a real challenge
for
them.
Detroit Lions?
Matthew Stafford's having a great year.
I don't think they're anything. That team is anything. That is smoke and mirrors, that team.
That's fine.
That's a Ryan Matthews.
That smoke and mirrors looked pretty good against the Eagles a while ago.
They did not. They were getting their butts kicked.
The Lions?
The Eagles came back, had the lead. Ryan Matthews fumbles the game away.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I'm just not into that.
I'm not here speaking up the Lions. I'm just telling you. That's fine.
I hate them all.
I'm trying to knock down the Cowboys a peg.
I hate this segment.
Here's the deal. The Cowboys will not get to the Super Bowl because their their lack of a pass rush will stop it. Mark that down.
That's our look around the NFCs presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. One segment to go here on Eagles 360. Glenn and I, we're coming right back. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.